Hear that noise right there? As promised, we got some silver lozenges. These are the ones that we sell out at Power Mall. I'm unwrapping this. Kevin, now you can't say...
You're holding out on me.
Yeah, now you can't say I was holding out on you.
Yeah.
Try it. Put in your mouth.
All right, I got it.
Let's get your first impression.
First impression.
This is terrible radio. Like, everyone wants to hear this sound. What are your thoughts?
Well, I told you I love honey.
Mm-hmm.
So first impression is wonderful.
Isn't this good? It's wonderful. Got a little mint to it.
Scott, yes. I was trying to figure out what that extra one
is. So it's got honey with a little mint.
Mm-hmm.
And you suck on it. These are fantastic. I'm not just saying this.
No.
These are really good, ladies and gentlemen.
And
super
they got
good.
The colloidal silver in it. And that's my favorite stuff in the world. I haven't been sick in 10, 12 years because of that stuff.
So you're sucking on this, and the colloidal silver, mm-hmm. then, because of the specially the way it's designed, the colloidal silver is able to sit there on the back of your throat, because that's where a lot of the infections cause sinus infections.
Yep.
They start there in the back of your throat. I'm going to have to take this out or something. Or I'm gonna
give it to
making...
me. I'll take it.
Gross. Anyway, I wanted to make sure I wasn't holding out on you.
I got a question for Rocky.
For Doug?
Yeah.
Well, let me introduce Doug, and then you can ask him. Okay. You ask him a question right off the top. Let me get his bio here because it's pretty lengthy. Of course, he has a BS in physics from Western Illinois, followed by MS and a PhD in physics and technology at the University of Illinois. He is a member. Or served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command's Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Teaching, Medical Response, and Special Operations Team. He was the U.S. Army's depleted uranium project director from 94 to 95. He knows what he's talking about. He is involved in veterans issue. He is a patriot. He is a hero on so many levels to so many people. He is a friend of the show from a long way back. God bless him. It's Veterans Day. Any day is a treat to have him, but especially today. Doug Rocky, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, you're filling in shoes for one of the most incredible combat nurses in existence. I mean, everybody knows that, maybe they don't know, that Joyce Riley was flew Nightingales, Vietnam, the Desert Storm, you know, and she died from cancer from her exposures, you know, and that hurts to this day. But she developed this program, and we did all the stuff we created. She did Beyond Treason, all those documentaries. There's no way to describe her impact, and then now you're following up with it. God bless you.
Well, we're doing what we can do, and it is big shoes to follow. And, you know, one thing I've learned when you take on something like that, it's the old saying, you know, one bite at a time, how do you eat an elephant, or one, you can only do what you can do. And to be around people like you, when I talk and associate, you know, I don't know you well, Doug, but I got a little sense of you. And other people who maybe I know better in this field or that I interview on different things, it's the heart. It's the concern. It's there's just a light and an instinct. And people who are listening, and you may feel overwhelmed and you may feel this, you may feel that. It doesn't matter. That instinct and that light cannot be, I don't care what anybody does. That light, follow that light, follow that instinct that you've been given and the guidance from God, and we will overcome and we will get through this. And Doug Rocky is testimony of that. That's what I would say, Doug.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you know, God put us all on earth for a certain mission, and he enables me and all the others. I'm not alone by any stretch of the imagination, but, you know, everybody comes up and says, thank you, a veteran, thanks to the veteran. But nobody's out there helping us get medical care. Nobody's out there helping them deal with PTSD. It was a moral injury, not a physiological problem. There's nothing wrong with them at all. They're dealing with the reality and the horrible moral ethics and wrongness of war and military. I mean, that's what they have to deal with every day. And then the medical problems are just staggering. They never go away.
Do you, you know, looking at this, especially what war has become, you know, we were talking about my grandfather was in World War II early in the show. The war, quote unquote, war that we see now is completely different dynamic. I mean, does the question go through your mind or other people's mind? What are we even fighting for in these wars anymore?
Well, absolutely, and that's the whole thing. I mean, my dad was in World War II, and my uncles were, and it was totally justified, absolutely totally justified. The atrocities of the Nazis and the Holocaust had to be stopped, colder than a mackerel. The same thing with the Japanese atrocities, had to be stopped. But I went to Vietnam as a young puppy, and I bought off on lies and everything. Today we know the Gulf of Tonkin incident never even happened, never even happened. The justification for Vietnam was never there. It was all about oil and food, and I bought off on it, and we kept going. Desert Storm was a fraud with horrendous casualties. I mean, Beyond Treason totally documents that, and all the work that you've done totally documents. And then we continued on with the same thing day after day. And the casualties never end. They can't get medical care. The VA is still hiding their key documents, some things you need to know about veterans, a clinician's guide to veteran-specific issues. It was written by Dr. Barbara Hyduk, Vision 11 director. They don't want anybody to know all the horrific health effects that the VA has confirmed from all military operations because there's no money. They don't have the accountability. And the other thing, too, when you figure out 60% of everybody went to war ends up as a casualty, why would you go to war realizing you're going to end up a casualty and never get medical care? I mean, they're good for, you know, something where you get a wound or something like that, or a broken leg. But the majority of this stuff is all friendly fire, toxic exposures. It's thoroughly documented and Beyond Treason. Nobody cares.
You said they send us to war. They send our boys and girls to war, and then they don't have money for the care. They certainly have money for the bombs, seemingly endlessly, but now they don't have money for the care. If you want people to volunteer, if you want this war, even if you thought, okay, this is the military-industrial complex, we need to keep a pipeline of war going on, we need to keep a pipeline of new people that we can sacrifice on the altar of whatever you want to call it, for whatever reason, we probably need to treat these people good and we need to sustain them because we're going to need them in the future. I mean, just logically, I would say that, but they don't. It's like they're throwaway, discarded, yesterday's trash is how our veterans are treated.
Yeah, exactly, and they don't give them the proper training. I mean, I wrote all on my team, and you have to understand, it's not Doug Rocky at all. It's a whole team, my team, and I was there, and I was part of the Bowers Raiders team, and then that project director for DU. But we put all the training, all the emergency response procedures together, and they're all totally ignored. I mean, it just literally, not even 2 hours ago, ran into a mother of a current Army guy who's in Kuwait as we speak, dealing with DU, and he doesn't even know. She didn't even know. I mean, I just took all the stuff over to her, and I came back here hoping I was going to, you know, get back in time to do this radio show. But they don't know. So they're not teaching them and not training them. What we ran into, again, here the other day at the University of Illinois, they did a symposium on traumatic brain injury. They hid the information from them. They don't tell them. They didn't give them the VA clinician's guidance. They don't understand that it's not just your brain gets rattled. You've got all these toxic exposures. You've got all these injuries and no wounds. And nobody's out there to even care. I mean, VA will not give you care unless they give you a recognized disability at a 0 to 100% rating.
What
make a service-connected. Other than that, you're on your own. And we know the directive is out there, Los Alamos Memo Directive, written by Colonel Zeem and issued to me by the General Franks. They're going to lie about DU. That's been a keystone of everything done on the Power Hour and everything else. And the same thing with all the nerve agents that were given to the Iraqis by the U.S. Army. And all the biological stuff and all the hazard materials we've released all over. And then you get to the bases that are a mess.
Do you, when you see, I don't know if you watch football or sports, but, you know, occasionally I'll watch a game and invariably almost every, it doesn't matter if it's college or pro, they got the military out there, they got the flag, they got the salute, they got a big, you know, arousing applause for military service. When you see that, what does it do to you? Does it put a knot in your stomach? Does it disgust you? What goes through your mind?
Well, you know, if they're going to do it, why don't they help us get medical care? Why don't they help us get to the doctor? You know, why don't they help us get work done? I mean, right now I'm scrambling because I've got work to get done, but I've been too sick and too sore. I mean, have the medical problems are confirmed. We can go through them, not just for me, for the same for everybody. But I can't get it done, but I can't get any help. I went to the head of the VFW for the state of Illinois with Beyond Treason and all this stuff and the clinician's guidance. The written orders for DU medical care signed by Shinseki and all of them, right? And he said, I just made it up. And he's in charge of the Veteran Assistance Commission for Champaign County, Illinois, and the VFW for the entire state of Illinois. And he won't share it or give it out. And he said, well, Doug, you just made it up. There's no proof it's true. You're lying. You made it all up.
Wow. Wow. What
do you do? But then when you get to the clinician's guidance and the VA will not even give it to the veteran, they don't give it to the doctor. You try to get a doctor to give you care, and they don't know what's going on. And when you go in and say, this happened, they look at you, well, you're a fruitcake.
Let me ask you a side question. It may seem a little off track now, but we'll get back to the where you're at. Under Donald Trump, that was obviously a major campaign part of what he was doing, was to promise better care for veterans. Have we seen better care for veterans under Trump administration?
Has nothing to do with the Trump administration, because you can have whoever you want up at the top thing. It's within the VA itself that makes the decisions. They don't do it. I mean, you got Dr. Patricia Hastings, number one environmental health for the entire VA, literally calling physicians saying, you know, who are providing care, there's no exposure to DU and those health effects. There's no health effects from the anthrax vaccine. They just call them and lie to them. They simply do. I mean, when I talked to her, she said, your team didn't exist. You weren't there. We checked you out. I'm like, okay. What do we do with all these kids who are sick? You can't get care. I mean, you know, Paul Lyons, a great friend of Joyce's, he committed suicide because he couldn't get care. He couldn't get care for his wife. He couldn't get care for his kids who were born sick after the war. And now you've got, what, a million and some kids that are sick and can't get care? And then what about all the civilians around the bases in these nations that we trashed?
I want to tell you a story. You mentioned vaccines. I'm going to tell you a story a friend of mine told. He went to the Dugway Proving Ground there in Utah, and there was a military base there, and they were doing vaccinations one day. And everybody was lined up, you know, in the unit, what have you. Hey, we're going to do this vaccination. And, you know, some people were like, yeah, I don't know. I don't want it. Well, no, you're going to do it. So they line up, and as they start giving the vaccine, then they go out the other side of the tent. And then people started getting dizzy. Some passed out. Some fell down. And then the rest of the people in the line said, we're not getting that. I mean, that's terrible. And they said, no, you will. It's an order. You will get that, or you're going to be court-martialed. So they continue on with this. And my friend was there, witnessed this. And pretty soon, one person got the vaccine, came out the other side of the tent, and dropped dead. And everybody in the line that was there, everybody after that, they said, I don't give a damn what you do to me. I am not getting that vaccine. You can do whatever you want. I am not getting that vaccine. Have you heard stories like this?
Well, I mean, it happened literally. We had the anthrax vaccine. Okay, let's understand this. We absolutely knew Iraq during Desert Storm had weaponized anthrax. No question about it. Because the United States Army from Fort Detrick, Maryland, shipped it to them. You know, the documents are in Beyond Treason. They're in, you know, the movie we did with Thanks for Grateful Nation with Ted Danson, Mark Helgenberger, Jimmy Toots' work. And so what we know in the clinician's guidance from the VA, and I'm looking at the actual document right now, this is what the VA, Dr. Barbara Heidick, says are the medical problems from anthrax vaccine. Quote, muscle and joint pain. Quote, paralysis. Quote, chronic fatigue, exhaustion, quote, severe headaches, quote, weight loss, quote, chronic illness, quote, memory problems, quote, numbness in legs and hands, spasm, tremors in limbs, quote, diarrhea, and quote, cardiac problems.
Wow, I'll take my chance with the
anthrax. And everybody I know and all the current kids have got them, and yet the VA doesn't even tell the kids, and the military doesn't tell the kids, although we knew it in day one. And then, as totally documented, we have to understand, we made the decision with Bowers Raiders and 3rd MedCom to administer the anthrax vaccine because Iraq definitely had it. And we knew they would use it because the U.S. Army shipped it to them. That's in the U.S. Senate Regal Commission report. And then we saw these health effects, and we were ordered, everybody was ordered not to put it in the records, not to acknowledge it, not to tell it, and they still don't. and they're
Doug, pause right there. This is so monumental. I mean, there's a couple things they're talking about that are just like, and you're going over this fast, and people are probably like, ladies and gentlemen, I want you, if you've never heard Doug Rocky's story, this is monumental. Okay, the Gulf War, I'm going to summarize, and then you add, you know, take away, correct me where I'm wrong here, Doug. This is so important. The United States shipped chemical weapons to Iraq, then for them to use them on American soldiers. The American soldiers, like Doug says, we knew that this was a possibility because we're the ones that shipped them. They did use them, and then Americans got sick. I mean, fill in the blank. This is major. Fill in the blank of that. Am I wrong at anything I just said?
Absolutely 100% correct. So we knew the nerve agents were there, and we know they were released. We knew they were blowing up. I mean, you know, Paul Lyons, who committed suicide, he is the one that revealed Camasi, and Phil Kilpatrick and Rosker to acknowledge it, and then he committed suicide because he couldn't get care. I mean, Joyce worked like mad with him, trying to save him and everything else. But this is the hard reality. And then you've got all of these exposures. I've got to remember, we didn't have enough anthrax vaccine to administer, so we put squalene in it. Conscious choice. And squalene has horrific health effects. Conscious choice, knowing it would do it. And then we blew everything up. I mean, if you go to Schwarzkopf's autobiography, page 390, it states very explicitly in there, we made the decision, and I was there, to blow up the chemical and biological stockpiles. The U.S. Army gave it to Iraq. We did it so they wouldn't release them, but we released them on everybody. And now everybody is sick and dead, and it still continues. It doesn't go away.
Doug, when you look at this and, you know, the story, it's like it defies logic. Do you get the sense that on some level the military is trying to soft kill all the military? You know, once they're used up, they want them dead? I mean, what other conclusion can you come to?
They don't care. I mean, what I learned after I'm saying I spent a long time in the military, all it is about killing and destroying and going to war. You know, when you're Superman and everything else, you don't think it's going to affect you. They don't care. They don't think about it. It doesn't enter the brain that I'm planning this military operation and these are the overall consequences, long-term consequences. It's not in the wavelength at all. And now this is the reality of what has happened. I mean, look at Agent Orange. I'm affected by Agent Orange still to this day. Everybody here at Chinook Air Force Base is affected by Agent Orange because it was sprayed here and everybody in Vietnam and came back and the kids and, you know, it goes on genetically forever. And now we have all the stuff that's happened. I mean, an hour and a half ago, I spoke to a mother of a current soldier in Kuwait and didn't know. Didn't know. Here's the health effects of these problems. They had never seen or never heard of the clinician's guidance, had never seen the post-deployment physical assessment form, 2796, which the GAO has confirmed, again, Kilpatrick and Rotzer are ordered destroyed. So the kids get sick, they do the physical exam, and the military destroys it, then they go to the VA. Well, there's no evidence that you did it.
Let me ask you, because obviously you're talking about, you're meeting resistance when you present these documents, when you present evidence at the VA or to whoever, they're telling you flat out, well, you just made it up, or that doesn't exist, or whatever, you know, just heart-wrenching responses by these people. Where is this centering? Where is this idea to not give care, to deny care, to just lie about all this? Where do you think this is ultimately coming from? Obviously, it's got to come from the top somewhere.
Well, it's the whole system. I mean, it's the idea, first off, that you go to war with no casualties. Number two, that you go to war and it's all justified. Number three, when you come back, we don't have the money. You know, because you have to come down. If they acknowledge the health effects on DU for my team and I, or 424, I think, that including the 123 that survived friendly fire and the rest that worked for me, it's just during Desert Storm. They don't have the money. And when you think about everybody else, they don't have the money. But here's where it kicks in. This is where I figured it out a long time ago. It's the non-combatants, the people of all these nations, the people living around all the bases, whether it's Chinook or Wright Pat or Eglin or, God bless it, Aberdeen, Proving Ground, Maryland. How do they tell the civilians we're poisoning you? They just had a thing here at Chinook Air Force Base, pumpkin chunking. People are going to come in. They're out there in contaminated air with trichloroethylene and the greatest contamination on any base of the firefighting foam. That's perfluorinated compounds. They never told the people. They never told the people. They never told them. And what we know today is thoroughly documented beyond treason and all the other ones. A little dab will do you. People have no idea. They think you have to have a whole wash, you know, wash tub full of stuff and contamination before you get sick. They don't understand you only need parts per million to get sick and die.
This is, it's so troubling. Let me change gears just a second. Obviously, Trump is talking about withdrawal from Syria. That goes back and forth. I mean, yeah, is he, isn't he, whatever. What's your feelings about withdrawal from the Middle East or Syria specifically?
Well, I mean, we shouldn't be in there whatsoever. We created the nightmare, and now we're going to do it. First, we don't represent the people in those nations. We're not their government.
What are we representing? What are we doing there?
Oil and power. I mean, all the stuff is who's going to. It has nothing to do with providing oil resources to you or I or any American. It's who controls it at the big thing. I mean, Syria is all about the Gazprom pipeline coming out of Iraq through Syria to the Med. Fast, direct route. And that nation is thoroughly contaminated with DU from our work from before and currently.
Ugh.
Iraq is, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan. I mean, Afghanistan, and it's thoroughly documented, we got the order to invade Afghanistan on February 12th of 1998. To overthrow the Taliban so they could put the Unocal pipeline in.
Wow.
End of story. Reality.
Wow.
But, you know, when these documents and information is out there, I didn't create them. These are the real things. My whole key thing and what I've done my entire life is to ensure medical care is provided to the military, to ensure proper training is conducted and completed for the military who are going to do the mission and do the job.
Because
I'm the first one out there to do it when we need to do it.
When you hear on TV, whatever, news, Fox News, doesn't matter what it is, CNN, and they describe what's going on in the Middle East or Afghanistan, and you see the justification for these wars, does that just make you, does your stomach just turn? I mean, what goes through your mind?
I feel horrible because I realize that Paul is dead, he committed suicide, and everybody else, Mad Dog and Blue and Kiefer, Arell and Sitton and Rungi and Little and Andres and Asif and Connie. They're all dead. Marlene is dead.
There's the music.
That's
there's a break.
Team.
On the
They're
other
all
side.
Dead. I mean, Joyce knew these guys and worked with them on this show before they died from this stuff.
More with Doug on the other side. We got a caller, Pat in Texas. Just hang on there if you'd like to call. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Pat, just hang on. We'll go to you after the break. Stay tuned. More with Doug Rocky.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Catherine's put together some bundles, winter wellness bundle. And this is great. You get one oregano oil, a super silver, and a silver lozenges. We just went over those. Weren't those silver lozenges good, Kim?
They're wonderful. Absolutely good. Wonderful. I highly recommend them.
Absolutely good. You can put them all together. They got a big sale on them all. Vitamir Oral Health Bundle. Look, I've asked everybody to buy some toothpaste. They got a bundle with toothpaste and mouthwash. We got a discount for you. That's how we're supported by you, obviously. We get checks from you. Regular toothpaste or the CoQ10 toothpaste. We have a Veterans Day special with lithium. One of the things that lithium orotate does, it also helps cleanse the brain. You know, one of the things that these chemicals they get in the brain, lithium orotate helps cleanse the brain also anti-aging. And also detox, glutathione, those kind of things. The detox cocktails that we have from Sherry Rogers are very important to get all this stuff out of your system. Anyway, the next 2 days, Veterans Day, anybody, you don't have to be a veteran, anybody can take advantage of it. You buy one lithium balance, you get the second one for 50% off. Buy one Miracle 2 or the neutralizer, 50% off the second one. That's a special Veterans Day sale. Please take advantage of that. Also, especially veterans, really anybody, but especially veterans, and I know sometimes maybe this seems awkward or what have you. If you're a veteran or you're a Power Hour listener and maybe you think you really need a product and you just can't afford it or whatever, please call us. Please email me, what have you. You know, tell us your situation. Let's see what we can do for you. Let's see if we can make it work. We used to be able to give away. We can give away some. We can't give away a lot. Things are tight here also. But we can work with you and see what we can do. So we want you always feel like you have solutions here and have options here. But let us know. Please don't be ashamed. You don't have to be ashamed here for whatever you need or whatever you think you need. So give us a call, 877-817-9829, or email support@powerhournation.com. Of course, we also have activated charcoal. We're going to have a replay of Joyce interview tomorrow for you guys to hear. iComplex CS, the Strauss Heart Drops, what have you. Of course, the silver lozenges. Those really are good. I mean, like, I'm going to get some more after I use them. They're super good. And the silver gel. And if you're first time ordering, use the coupon code FIRST10 at checkout, or when you call Jay, Tell them it's your first time ordering, or if you have not ordered in a while from us, we're just getting back in touch with some of our audience, and it's great to see you. ThePowerMall.com. ThePowerMall.com. We got some great holiday gifts. Again, December is always, Thanksgiving in December is always the worst month for us. The bills don't stop here. So please consider, if you're giving the gifts, think about a gift for the Power Mall. Either a donation.
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah, right. Think about a Christmas gift for the Power Mall in form of a donation or something to help us in December or buy from us or whatever. Please don't. Or these are gifts that you can give to people. Great stocking stuffers, what have you. So, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. We do not get support from corporations. We get support from you. That's why we're independent and can say the things that we say. That's why we will name the quote-unquote alleged gossiping whistleblower where Fox News or CNN won't. We'll name him. Eric Shimala or whatever.
Whatever his crazy name is.
You ever see a picture of him?
I did.
There's no way.
It's like a gargoyle.
There's no way on God's green earth he was in the room with Trump when he was. They were having a phone call with the president of Ukraine.
No, absolutely
I just so highly unlikely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever have you. You wanted Pat in Texas, you're on hold. We're going to go to you in 1 second. Kev, you had a story you wanted to tell?
Yeah, I had a
from your
story.
Days of shooting at the range?
Yeah, he worked at the range and he found out.
This is a friend? Who?
Yeah, friend.
Yeah.
His name is Peanut.
Okay, Peanut.
Yeah, he's real small.
Yeah.
And, we got to be real good friends at the range. And he was in the first Iraq War. And he was out on patrol one day and didn't see anything. You know, he was coming back, and all of a sudden he looked down at his little clip on his...
his little radiation monitor.
Radiation monitor, and it said, it started... I don't know what it did, but it's for if you're exposed to chemical weapons.
It went above the limit.
Yeah, boom. Whatever it did, beeped. I don't know.
Said, I'm exposed.
Does. Yeah, he said, I'm exposed. So, him and his buddies were all exposed to it, and he went to his CEO. And says, look, my badge is flashing and we're exposed. What do we do? He goes, you hand those badges over to me and don't tell anybody that you were exposed. And he's going, what do you mean don't tell anybody? We are exposed. What do we do here? He goes, you don't do anything. And we're just going to destroy these badges and give you new ones and you're just going to go on. And after that, he was a lifer. And then after that, when his...
Time was up.
He got out. He said, they don't give a rat's butt after me, and I don't give nothing about them.
It's sad that it's become that. Anyway, activated charcoal, that's one of the things we talked about.
That's right.
That helps detox. It helps pull radiation out of the cells. Which,
and Doug, weren't you in charge of getting rid of the DU in Iraq and found out you couldn't get rid of it?
Absolutely. I wrote that's exactly the thing. In my brief, General Eric Shinseki. And he wrote the orders. You guys got that for us and me to write all the guidelines and clean up. So we did that because we figured it out during Iraq. And we learned later on when we did the testing, Nevada test site, Mercury, Nevada, you can't clean it up. No matter what you do, you can't clean it up. And that's when I finally went public and got to Joyce and said, guys, we got to stop it. We got to give medical care to everybody. Here are the known health effects from DU, totally acknowledged from day one. But they tell everybody it's safe and nope to use it and everything else because you have to simple. Los Alamos memo was issued on March 1st of 1991, said to hold all of us to lie on all of reports to avoid all accountability for the use of uranium munitions so they could be kept using to kill and destroy at everything. They're far better at a conventional house than they are at a tank, let me tell you. It's incredible, and so we blew up everything under the sun with them. And right, well, I did all the testing.
Hey, Doug, pause for a second.
What you got to do?
Pause for a second. You're telling me this in this letter. It was basically you were instructed, or people instructed. Who was instructed to ignore this, deny it, and so we don't have to give care? So repeat that.
Absolutely. The Los Alamos memorandum.
Wow.
It was issued on March 1st, 1991. General Franks handed it to me. After General Schwarzkopf's chief of staff said, Doug, clean up the mess and ordered us to lie. And it's been going on ever since. Kilpatrick, Roger, Hastings, Mark Brown. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
Ugh. Let's go to a caller.
And this is the fact of reality. I mean, we're given two memos. The Defense Nuclear Agency said how dangerous this is. And then the next one was to lie. And then clean it all up. I did, and tried to get everybody medical care, and it never happened. And to this day, it's the same thing. I mean, when I go to the VA, they say, Doug, you weren't there, you didn't do it, you're making it all up. We don't have to give you care. And then what happens to the rest of the guys?
Yeah, it never happened.
The soldier doesn't have the documents. They don't have the documents. They hide them from them. That's what happened at the University of Illinois at the TBI symposium on November 1st. Hide the documents so nobody knows. There's no accountability if they don't have the information, don't know the knowledge, and don't know about the liability. That's why the clinician's guidance is so critical. This VA document is so crucial.
All right, we'll talk about those documents. We'll talk about those documents. They're going to be up on our website. We're going to, you know, we don't talk about this enough, to be honest with you, especially on Veterans Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have been in the military, if you know somebody in now, what have you, you need to be semi-familiar with these and be able to use these and utilize these. Let's go to the callers right now before we run out of time. Pat in Texas. Pat in Texas, you've been holding. Thank you so much. What's on your mind, Pat?
I'm a former nuclear weapons, nuclear accident incident control specialist. I'm 68 years old. I was in from Vietnam through Desert Storm. I spent 18 months at Fort Sam in the hospital after Desert Storm. And I was retired medically, but VA said I was not service connected for 4 years afterwards. But we got that squared away. Doug, you're 110% correct. My unit shipped all the DU rounds to Bosnia and other areas, including Iraq, Kuwait, and then Iraq and other areas over the period of years. I spent close to 20 years in Europe. And I was a 260 Alpha nuclear weapons maintenance warrant for a while. I resigned and became a first sergeant in the main unit that shipped all the DU stuff to Iraq. But what's worse than that is the dime weapons, the dense inert metallic explosives that are being shot by the Israelis over the Golan Heights. You need to take a look at some of that. But everybody that I served with are dead. Everybody. And the only reason why I'm alive is because of a DO that was, he himself was a veteran who had gotten out, refused all the vaccines and everything at Fort Sam as a major, and had worked at the laboratory supporting Fort Detrick. So when I went into him to get a diagnosis on stuff, he did the right tests in the right labs to prove I have mycoplasma infection. I got that in Iraq, coming in and going back out. Because I was in Baghdad during Desert Storm. We went in, we had to be in place and have the weapons in place before Christmas Eve, 90. And then we got the stand down order April 21st, 91, and had to come back out and pull the weapons with us. And I'm the last man alive out of that 18-man team.
How did they deal with the mycoplasma infection once they diagnosed you?
They're just ignoring it. I mean, all the work was done on it.
They're ignoring it. They're ignoring it totally. I'm 100% plus special monthly compensation, so I get more than most. But I have had a fight every day of the week. I've got an appeal that's been up and down between the Veterans Appellate Board now for 15 years, and we're going back through it again. Houston is the epicenter of the absolute lowest morals of anybody in the entire VA. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good people out there, and I get treated very well by a lot of people, especially over in prosthetics, in OT and PT and speech therapy. Half my body doesn't work. I weigh 103 pounds, down from 175. I speak six languages, or I used to. I was voice intercept, ASA. Then I switched over to nukes. Then I switched over to non-conventionals. So you can understand my background. But Border Patrol, I live 16 miles from the border here in Texas. Border Patrol has declared my wife and I, she's also a disabled vet, we're the enemy.
Though what do you mean?
My security clearance is TSSBI.
What do you mean by that? They've declared you an enemy. What do you mean?
I am on the no-fly list. I cannot get a passport. They stood at my front gate, 12 of them, and the senior supervisor standing there told me in front of my wife that the Border Patrol had declared us the enemy because I won't take the crap off of these people. They're federal agents, and they have no authority down here.
What?
None.
You know, when you see what's going on and you see, you feel what you've went through, Pat, what?
Daniel.
Go ahead.
I was a interim RPO at the White House in 1985. I was at Fort Meade, Maryland for 10 months. I was a Stuckey. An RPO is Radiological Protection Officer. I ran protocol in Brussels for General Saint, USAR commander, non-NATO, 4-star. And after Desert Storm, I had to outbrief Schwarzkopf and the war staff in Riyadh in the underground headquarters. I've got a lot of experience behind me. I got security clearances from hell. I got all kinds of college degrees and everything else. It doesn't make any difference. Once somebody has declared you to be persona non grata, you're persona non grata. You're in the computer.
What does this?
I get stopped and I get arrested.
If you,
I'm suspicious.
If you heard of one of your grandchildren or your neighbor or whatever, they said, "Yeah, I'm thinking about joining the military." What goes through your mind when you hear that?
I tell them not to. Don't. Hmm. That's exactly what I tell them. As far away from the military as you can possibly get. My father and my uncles were all in the military. My dad was a command nuclear bomber pilot. He was a B-17 pilot in World War II. He was at one of the air logistics centers. He was the nuclear custodial officer. So I grew up around all that stuff. I've been trained in some of the best places in the world to be trained at. And there's a lot of good people out there, Daniel.
What?
Okay. And Doug will tell you exactly what I'm talking about. But my specialty, and this is through industrial engineering and some other college degrees, nuclear accident incident control and chemical accident incident control. I was on the ground when we moved all the chemical weapons out of Europe. They refused to let us incinerate them over there. So we shipped them out. They sat on boats for 3 years out in the Pacific before we could burn what was in them. And not all of them got burned. A good friend of mine was at several different places where there's a lot of contamination. Doug knows where they're all at. I've seen them, and I've flown through a lot of them.
If they have such little regard,
more than anybody.
If they have such little regard for you, and now you're the enemy, and now this whole system, this whole surveillance system, Border Patrol, whatever, is now being turned on people like you, people that speak out, Doug, trying to shut us all up from the things we're saying. I mean, what does this say about America, general America at large, and what's coming next? I mean, do you have any thoughts of that?
Oh yeah, you're not going to like it. It's dark. It's real dark.
We got about a minute, then I got to go. Please tell us. I got about a minute, then I got to get back to Doug. Go ahead. You got about a minute. What do you see? What's real dark?
What do I see? I see a total loss of all freedoms. If people don't wake up and get right with God, and they've got to understand that this is not something that's happened upon us in just the last 10 years or so. This has been going on since Lincoln. Lincoln wasn't one of our friends. A lot of what he did was illegal. I got drafted for Vietnam, and I spent my time over there as a voice intercept, not in South Vietnam, but in North Vietnam. I was 37 clicks north of the DMZ, and they didn't give a rat's patootie whether we lived or died.
What should people listening, quickly, 30 seconds, what should they know, what should they do? You said get right with God. What other thing? I mean, should they get food stored? Should they get guns? Should they get medical? What should people listening be doing?
Start waking All right, they need to wake up, basically.
Wake up to what? Read the Constitution. What does that mean? Wake up. What does that mean?
Wake up. Understand what they see. Look at what they want you to look at, and then turn 180 degrees. Look where they don't want you to look, because they're hiding something.
And what is it they're hiding?
Is not what are they hiding? They're hiding a complete takeover of this country, and a total disassembly of all rights and anything dealing with normal humanity. Look at the LBGY. XYZ movement.
QPX.
You know, the rainbow movement. Yeah, you can call it anything you want to call it. I know what I call it. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Well, it's a destruction of humanity. It's the proliferation of the destruction of humanity is what it is. I mean, they call it whatever they want. People can do whatever they want. But this is not a sustainable agenda. There's just no two ways about it. I have to go.
No, go. Tell Lauren that I wrote in, I talked to Jay earlier. If she wants to contact me, or if Doug wants, or you want to, you guys can please contact me. Get my email address and all that stuff.
Yeah, so who'd you give it?
I live out here very remotely.
Did you give it to
we
Jay?
5 miles
hold
off
on,
here.
Hold on, Pat. I got to go, but did you give your contact information to Jay?
I wrote an email in earlier, yeah.
Okay. Can you please
pass me over to Jay, or I'll call Jay and I'll give it to
please
you.
Call Jay, 877-817-9829. Please tell her Daniel wants me to give you your contact information.
I will.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. God bless you, Pat. Thank you.
God bless both of you. Bye.
Thank you. Sorry, Doug. That went a little longer than I was anticipating, but I didn't realize there was going to be that kind of quality of a call. Just quickly, your thoughts before we end here.
One word. Amen.
Yeah. We have about literally 5 minutes to just briefly maybe go over these documents and what you're going to make sure Catherine has and what we're going to put up on our website. And make sure you send them to Catherine.
The
Nation's
Guides on Gulf War Illness, again, put out by the Department of Veteran Affairs. And it was issued by Dr. Barbara Hyduke and Dr. Alan Mello. They had a whole bunch of authors. And what it did is go through and identify all the health effects from all of these exposures. You know, from PTSD, which is a moral injury, okay? It's a heart-rending moral injury. It is not a psychiatric problem or anything else. There's nothing wrong with your anything brain. You realize the hardcore reality that you were lied to. And when you keep going, we get into all the stuff of traumatic brain injury, Gulf War syndrome, problems which we know. This is all the way across fatigue, skin rash, headache, muscle and joint pain, memory loss, shortness of breath, sleep disturbances, diarrhea, constipation, skin rashes, chest pain, and you just keep all the way through this stuff, depleted uranium, and as the number one expert for DU in the Army, and they claim I wasn't there and didn't do it, as you know. This is what the VA acknowledges the health problems, quote, sleep problems, mood savings, symptoms in upper and lower respiratory system, neuropsychological symptoms, memory loss, okay, chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, skin rashes, hair loss, aching joints, headaches, abdominal pain, sensitive blurred vision, menstrual disorders, gastrointestinal systems, diarrhea, constipation, neurological, multiple chemotherapy and birth defects. What we have is all of the things are synergistic. In other words, when you get exposed to DU and you get exposed to chemical weapons, you have all the neurological problems. You have all the respiratory problems. So 1 + 1 is not 2. 1 + 1 is 5. And it's horrific all the way through. And so the VA hides their own documents. The military hides their own orders for medical care. They hide the health effects and everything. And the guy that came on the radio, he was absolutely correct. I mean, everything he said was right on the money. He was perfect.
What did you think?
And then they got the other weapon system. But here right now, we got an individual who came to me and asked for help. He spoke out on the purple lined compound Chinook Air Force Base. They've been using the ray gun on him. I mean, there's an order out there. There's a weapon system to what it is, a microwave gun that heats up individuals and gets them to stop protesting. It's out there. We used it all over the place. The issues, the order to use on civilians exist, issued by the Air Force Secretary, and they do it. So anybody that speaks out against this stuff hits retaliation immediately. Joyce and all of us have lived with that for years and years and years.
What did you think about
horrific health effects, and everybody ignores it?
What did you think about what he said about we're losing our freedoms and it's set up to basically take down the Constitution? There's a takeover. What did you think about that?
Amen. He's absolutely correct. I mean, the Presidential Decision Directive number 39, Presidential Decision Directive number 62, Presidential Decision Directive number 51.
Okay, go ahead. We got
come
a minute.
Up and read them. They're there.
Okay, what do they
then,
say?
You know, and then the red line of all the vets and everything to take all the weapons away. I mean, the first thing you do is go after the law-abiding and take anything, everything away from them they can to protect their rights and everything else and make it all up.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. We got a minute and a half left. This is major. This may be the biggest thing you said going forward here. That you're saying when you see red flag laws, you're saying this is like another step, a deep step into the hole. If you're going to take over a country, if you're going to take people's rights, you got to get weapons out of veterans' hands. That's basically what you're saying. That this is the first step or a major step in it.
Absolutely. That's just history from antiquity.
So when we see a red flag law, when we see especially veterans being targeted, our antennas should go up and we should be like, oh, heck no, not here. I mean, we should almost be willing to do almost anything to defend at this point. We should be alarmed to the point of what?
I mean, you got to do everything legal. Get to the legislators, get everybody know the whole shebang and stop
right.
all the nonsense.
Yes.
I mean, everything is twisted around, totally twisted background. This is a keynote that we do on our radio program, Warrior Connection. Everything is twisted around.
I forgot
right
to promote your show,
now though. Right, and you don't take care of people, and you suspend their rights, and you retaliate, and you don't clean up the mess, and then you tell them, well, go buy some drugs.
Warrior
Connection
is
the whole idea of marijuana being usable for anybody is absolutely nuts and a fruitcake.
Warrior Connection is the name of your radio show, PRN.FM. You can check that out. Doug Rocky. Doug, I meant it. You're a hero. You're a friend of the show. You're my hat's off to you. I can't even imagine some of the things that you've been through. God bless you. Please send all that information to Catherine again to make sure we have it. We'll put it right on the website. People can use these documents. This is very important. God bless you, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.